In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, brothers and sisters, we've just celebrated the winter Pascha, Theophany, yesterday. And as is the rule in the church, after a great feast, the following days are spent in contemplation of the deeper meaning of this feast. For Pascha, all of the Sundays after Pascha until Pentecost have a specific theme that are contemplating the ramifications of the resurrection. In the same way, today, the Sunday after Theophany is speaking of the core of our belief, the reason why we celebrate the baptism of Christ. Now, isn't it interesting that the reading that is appointed from St. Paul today is really a reference to Pascha, a reference to the Paschal Troparion, Christ is risen from the dead, trampling down death by death, and upon those in the tombs bestowing life. Doesn't that sound like what he says here? Wherefore he saith, when he ascended up on high, he led captivity captive and gave gifts to men. Now that he ascended, what is it that he also descended first into the lower parts of the earth? He that descended is the same, also that ascended up far above all heavens, that he might fill all things. From Theophany comes Pascha. From the Lord's baptism comes the purification of water and the changing of the nature of water. And our Lord, living as a man, changed our nature so that we could know Him. And when we are baptized, our nature is changed. So now we are no longer captive. We have been given grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ. And how do you measure the gift of Christ? There is no measure that can measure it. It's an infinite gift. We're given grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ. That is, Him becoming man, living as a man, fulfilling the law, leading captivity captive, made us capable of becoming good, of knowing God, of, as Paul says at the end, yet another definition of salvation, if you will. I've told you many, many things over the years. There's many definitions, if you want to say, many ways you can talk about salvation. And here's one. Till we all come in the unity of the faith and the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. So how do we measure ourselves? Against Christ. And what is our purpose in life? To become perfected and to know God. And how is this accomplished? Two ways. Two general ways. One is the Lord Jesus Christ became man, and all the things that ensued from that. His teaching of how to live. His showing us how to live. His inculcating in His disciples the way to live so that we would know it now. His ministry of knowledge. Of teaching us what we should do. Why we should do it. And how we should do it. But also, His baptism, His passion on the cross, His death, His resurrection, His ascension to heaven, all of these things that changed our fundamental nature so that we are no longer captive. Christ was born as a man, subject to all things save sin. Subject to temptation, yes. But able to always do the right thing, to always follow God, to always obey His Father, and to always have peace in His heart. We can accomplish this too, because He has accomplished it for us. That doesn't mean He has done the work that we must do, because we have work to do. We have changes to make in our lives. We are given grace. Grace enables us. Grace does not do for us. God's grace does not force us to think good thoughts or to refuse to judge others or to not curse, or to not swear, or to not think lustful thoughts, or to not have prideful ambitions. God's grace enables us to be able, with work, with effort, to be able to become perfected. He led captivity captive. What a marvelous thing. Don't all of you feel in some way captive to something? Don't you feel your weakness? That human weakness? Things that you wish you could do and you don't? Things that you wish you hadn't done and you have? Habits that you just can't seem to break? Ways of thinking? Reacting to things? The fact that so many things so easily make you not at peace? I'm speaking autobiographically here, but I tell you, I'm speaking about every single one of us. Because I know a little bit about human nature now, having been a priest for so many years. All of us are the same. All of us have things that we just can't seem to stop or start. Things that we wish we could change. Things that we're not satisfied about. I'm not talking about that we want a better job, or a better career, or a little more money, or to have another child, or to get married. I'm talking about fundamentally in our heart. That when we look at ourselves honestly, we say, we're lacking. And sometimes, when we're quiet enough, we feel this infirmity. We feel it to the depth of our bones. And we feel this weakness, and this compulsion to do things that we shouldn't be doing, to think things that we shouldn't be thinking. God came to free us from all of this. This is the good news of the gospel. How in the world the gospel got distilled down to this idea that it is just forgiveness of our sins? So many people believe that. It's just about being forgiven sins. It's not the gospel. The gospel is about being perfected. The gospel is about having no regrets. The gospel is to be in a place where there is no sickness, nor sorrow, nor sighing. And this is what God, by becoming man, has made possible for us. And in this day of theophany, we should consider this carefully. The only way theophany has any meaning to anybody is that they know why they're alive. Why are you here? We're here to know God. We're here to grow into the knowledge of the Son of God, to become perfected. We're there here so that we can look at the light and we can be unafraid and we can be filled with the warmth of the light and not feeling of our own infirmities and a feeling of shame and a feeling of our own weaknesses. God came to make us strong. And the path is through baptism. But I spoke yesterday, there are two baptisms. And St. John spoke of it in the Gospel today. That he would see when he saw the one that the Holy Spirit alighted on, that would be the one who baptized with the Holy Spirit. The first baptism of water is necessary. It changes our nature. It makes us capable. It doesn't change our sins. It doesn't make us good. We are responsible for trying to become good. But it makes us capable. And then this second baptism of the Holy Spirit is where we grow into the knowledge of the Son of God. Because in another place it speaks that the Spirit reveals the things of God to us. Reveals the things of Christ. But those things can only be understood if we live them. So, Theophany, Pascha, our entire Christian life is about living. It's about becoming something. Otherwise, they're just facts. Oh yes, there's a lot of interesting things that happen on Theophany. You know, people die for crosses and in the cold waters and they go on icy lakes and bless the waters. And people bring that water to their home. But that water is of no effect whatsoever if we are not living according to what that water is meant to do for us. and we were baptized, we were changed. But we can always go back to our old ways. Christianity is about being given something so that we can become something. To every one of us is given grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ. That measureless measure. We have everything we need so that we can ascend on high. Christ ascended on high. Christ descended, and we descend. He descended into Hades, we descend into the waters. And He ascended on high to sit at the right hand with His Father. And we indeed can also ascend on high because He did it. And we can be freed of our captivity, of our compulsions, of our necessity. I told you before, my favorite petition in the entire Divine Liturgy, or Matins, or Vespers, the Actenia, where it says, deliver us from necessity. That's what I want. Isn't that what you want? Don't you want to be free? Completely free. The Lord said we would be. He said He would send us the Holy Spirit, the Comforter, to lead us into all truth. He also said He would set us free. And in that day we would be free indeed. Completely free. No longer under any compulsion. Always able to act in a way that is peaceful. Always having a soul that is peaceful. It's possible. I've talked to many people and some people don't believe it. Some of you don't believe it. Because it is completely contrary to your day-to-day experience. It's contrary to mine too. But it's true. Because God lived it. And God said it. And He is reliable. He didn't do anything that He does not require. He does not require us to do anything that He did not do. He requires baptism of us. So, we are baptized. He was baptized. He requires humility of us. So He humbled Himself, taking on the form of a servant. He requires effort from us. Look at the Gospels. Did He ever rest? He requires love from us. He loved us enough to come to the earth, to humble Himself, to be a little lower than the angels, to descend into Hades. And that even for many people who don't care and never will care. He loves them all. The good, the bad. Let's model ourselves after Him. On this day, after Theophany, let us appropriate the gift that the Lord wants to give us. He doesn't want to just give us holy water. He wants to give us life. And life is to know Him. You can't know Him without living like Him. You can't live like Him without Him helping you. And He has done it. By becoming man and living as a man. By being baptized and changing the nature of water. By mandating that we be baptized. And have our nature changed so that we can become changed with effort, with desire. Now, what are we to do with this gift? St. Paul says, He gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and some teachers. For what? Oh, does none of that apply to you? Let's see. Is anybody an apostle here? Is anybody an evangelist, prophet? Pastor, teacher? Oh, is that just me? Our bishops? No. He said, for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come in the unity of faith, unto the knowledge of the Son of God. This is referring to each one of us. Each one of us is of the peculiar people of God. We are all set apart. I've told you a million times, the priest prays for the people and with the people, but not instead of the people. your ministry is as important as everyone else's. Because you are to be a light that is set upon a stand. Not underneath the bushel basket, but on a stand so that everybody can see it. And you can't show this light unless you live it. So I say to you that we're all called to be apostles and prophets and evangelists and pastors. Formally, we're called in different ways. But we're all called to live the gospel and to show it to others. And we're all called to strive for the unity and the edifying of the body of Christ. When I thought about this epistle, soon we're going to be having a parish meeting. And there's a lot of things I want to address to you in the parish meeting. And I've made it a point, when I preach about the epistles, the gospels, to not try to preach about what is needful in our parish, but it's what's needful in ourselves. So hopefully I won't transgress that, because I think it's important to keep the things separate. Because there's a time when I need to talk to people, individually or collectively. But here we're talking about the way of life that applies to us all generally. But let's talk about the perfecting of the saints. We're the saints. We're set apart. So how do we perfect one another? We perfect one another by prayer for one another, corporately and alone in our closets. We perfect one another by contributions to each other's welfare, by concern for one another, by seeing how someone's doing if they're not doing so well. We help excuse me, the perfecting of the saints, this our little part of the kingdom here, by contributing to the needs of our church, both financially and in kind, whatever is necessary. I've told you before, anything we do, no matter how small it is, if it is done with effort and with desire, God sees it and brings grace. To come to one service a month that normally you would not come to, to give a little bit extra money, to pray for others. I've told you, every Wednesday we should all be praying for everybody in the parish. And these practical things are absolutely necessary. Because we are called to perfection. And if we are to become perfect, we have to live like God lived. And all he ever thought about was others. And all he wished was to do the will of his Father. We as a parish should be an extension of his life. Which means we should pray for one another. We should comfort one another. We should give money to one another. That is to the parish, so for the upkeep of the parish. Got a lot of changes coming soon. It remains to be seen if God will bless us or not. Because it remains to be seen whether or not we have come out of the water in order to live a righteous life, or whether we're just living a day-by-day life. The purpose of the Lord coming was so that we would no longer be captives. So that we'd be free. And this baptism of the Spirit is what makes us free. When the first baptism happened for many of us without us even asking for it as infants. And it happened quickly. And we were fully immersed in the water. And then it was done. This baptism is different. This baptism, this immersion in the Holy Spirit is a day-by-day effort for us to be able to hold on to the grace of God as it's given to us. It takes great effort. Don't ever let anybody tell you different. It takes great effort because we know inside ourselves there's things that don't want to move and they need to move. We know it. No matter what anybody tells us, we know There's things in ourselves that need to change. God helps them to change. So on this day after Theophany, let us think about how are we going to come out of this water? Are we going to live the Christian life? Are we going to become perfected so that we can be a perfect man unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ? That is the purpose of Theophany, to give us this ability to do so. So now it is up to us, on a day-by-day basis, to struggle. And when we fall, let us get up. And when we have trouble, and we don't know where to turn, let us talk to someone. Let us come to confession. Let us talk to someone, perhaps myself or another person that you feel can give you some sort of comfort, some sort of advice. Let us live the life in Christ. Otherwise, all baptism did was get us wet. May God help us to appropriate this great gift that God has given us, so that we would be a perfect man unto the measure of the stature